Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Isaac and Souk are ready to predict this week's college and NFL outcomes with their usual laser-like accuracy.
How about if I take your money and kick you in the balls three times? No. Is that a fair deal?
A deep dive on the games that matter and some that don't.
Football is football.
Football's football.
This is Roppin' the Bank with Isaac and Souk, brought to you by Ryan Huddleston of Hometown Lenders. For refinancing or new home loan options, go to the local experts. The best rates in town with a process so easy, it's like robbing the bank. To learn more, contact Ryan at RyanHLoans.com. Robbing the bank on 1080.
Somebody's making money.
The Fan.
All right, we'll take this bitch all the way through the Super Bowl. Dave Bartu all up in here. What's up?
Yeah, it's been way too long.
I know. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I got some cool stories for you guys later on.
What do you mean later on? Yeah. Why
now? Because they're too long. They're too long. I'll give you the headlines, though. Okay.
All right.
The two of them. This is the least cool one. Okay. So you know my company right here in your backyard, Pro Athlete Temp Association.
Yeah.
HempForPros.com. I have a new partner that is now part of our company.
Ooh.
Mike Singletary.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Love Mike Singletary.
I'd like to point out, too, that I do use all of Dave's products, and I just can't speak enough about them. The best pain rub lotion that I've ever used. If you're a Biofreeze guy or Tiger Balm or all that, get the hell off of it. Go check out the Pro Athletes Hemp Association.
HempForPros.com, right? So anyways, Mike is now part of it. And yes, talking to him is intense as he... Dude, I don't think that guy sleeps. Just intense as heck. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He doesn't look like he sleeps.
No. You know those eyes when he's a linebacker? Yeah. I bet you they never shut.
Right.
I think they're actually like that permanently. But the super cool thing, and I know Mike is super cool, okay, but a first ever in college football. I was hired by a head coach to moneyball an entire staff. We use analytics to hire everybody.
Okay, do we get to know where?
Florida International.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Is that Willie Taggart?
No, that is Mike McIntyre. But, I mean, the cool thing, I mean, he's like, okay, I got to recruit Dave. So what I need you to do is take those cool numbers and find the guys, call them, set up my interviews, recruit them, and get them signed for me so I don't have to do any work other than interview them.
You talking about the coaches?
Yeah, right. All of them, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, cool. Special teams coach, all of them. And the staff that we have put together there is, for Conference USA, it's borderline comparable to your worst Pac-12 staffs right now.
So he's already made the hires and everything?
Yeah.
Awesome. I am now a Florida International fan.
That's right.
Go Owls.
We all are. Go Panthers.
Panthers. Yeah.
They're the Golden Panthers, right?
Yeah. Golden
I don't
Panthers.
Know what they are, but I see. Now, the thing is, they were 1-11 last year. And I am guessing that their opening line for total wins is going to be crap.
What an exciting time.
Secretly, maybe a really good over bet come
August. With our inside Bar 2 staff info. I love that.
And yes, the Florida Atlantic is the Owls. Florida International is the Panthers.
We'll go chrono here. Starting Saturday, so we've got six games. And with Dave here, we want to know what the numbers are saying, Dave. Yep. But first game is Saturday, 1:30, Raiders-Bengals. We already talked about this a little bit, so I'll just go first. And I am on the Raiders because I think I got this at 6 on Oregon Lottery Scoreboard. It's at 5 now. I just think these teams, they have the same record. They're pretty similar. You know, the Bengals lost to the Bears. They lost to the Jets. They lost to the Browns twice. Like, they're good and probably better than the Raiders, but the Raiders are hot. Their pass rush will be a tough matchup for the Bengals offensive line. Joe Burrow is banged up. The Raiders got a little momentum, so I'm just going to grab the points. It's as simple as that. I don't know if the Raiders win. I think they certainly can. I'm going to make the Bengals prove it. They haven't won a playoff game since what? Before the first text message. So
I tend to agree with you. I think Cincinnati wins. I think the Raiders are overvalued, but I too grabbed this at 6. I think 6 is a little high for me. I love Cincinnati in this game. I don't think they will lose, but the Raiders can keep this within a touchdown, so I too will take Cincinnati, or I take the Raiders in the points.
I'm going the other way. I'm going Cincy -5. I took it today at -5. I saw a stat which triggered this bet today, which, yes, the Bengals' offensive line pass protection is not very good, and we saw what Max Crosby and the Raiders' defensive line can do last week in that game against the Chargers. But Joe Burrow is number one in the NFL in like 3 or 4 metrics against pressure. Number one, better than any other quarterback against facing pressure. So even with the crappy offensive line against the blitzes or against the pass rush, he's still getting the job done, and he's been insanely good the last few weeks. Both teams have been hot, but I'm going to ride the Bengals on this one -5.
All right, Dave.
By the numbers,
yes.
I am taking the home favorite in this football game. NFL season, the last 10 years, and I know we're talking playoffs, and I'll get to that in a second, but all NFL games, when the line opens at -6.5 for the home team, the home team covers that line 60% of the time. So slight lean to Cincinnati. Now, when you go into the playoffs, in the last 10 years, we've only had a home favorite open at -6.5 5 times. 3 of them have been covered. So my lean is Cincinnati, whatever the points are.
Yeah, it's 5 right now. Patriots-Bills is game 2, 5:15 on Saturday. This is in Buffalo. They've already met twice. This is a tough one for me because I just don't think a lot of the Patriots late in the season, but it's Belichick. They know the Bills well. I'm not a huge Mac Jones guy. I don't think he's that good. The number being 4, I'll just grab the points. Probably something I won't bet, but I just don't know in a game of 2 tough defenses. And the Bills are really inconsistent too. I mean, didn't they lose to Jacksonville of all teams?
So 9-6.
Yeah, they're kind of weird. I'll just trust Belichick and the Patriots. Again, you give me plus points. That's what I like. I will take it in a playoff game. I think this is a field goal game, so I'll take the Patriots +4.
This is another one of those that I don't have a great feel on this, but I too don't like overall. I don't like what New England has going on. And that one they played was so fluky because of the wind. I know it's going to be cold, but Buffalo will come out and throw the ball. I do think New England will keep it close. I just don't trust Mac Jones. I'll take the better quarterback, so I'll go ahead and I'll lay the points here.
Yeah, this is one that I'm not really having a great feel for either. I'm just going to go on the side of Belichick knows how to coach in the playoffs and game plan, and I'll take New England +4. Plus divisional matchups, I feel like this is a field goal game anyway. So with it sitting at +4, I'll take New England on that one.
Playoffs, home favorites, open -4.5, cover 66% of the time.
Nice.
Regular season, home team, opens -4.5, closes at -4. Home team covers 83% of the time.
Whoa.
Bills, Bills, Bills for me.
Nice. Okay, I love it.
All right, so now we go to Sunday, and the first game up will be Eagles-Bucks at 10 a.m. And Tampa, according to the Oregon Lottery Scoreboard, is now up to 9.5.
Yeah, I grabbed this at 8.5 when it opened. I thought this was going to go up. I'm going to take Tampa Bay. Philly, the only reason that game was close last time is that a couple garbage touchdowns. The Buccaneers jumped out way ahead of them. Philly isn't very good. I think they're them, Pittsburgh, are the two worst teams in the postseason. And the only thing Philadelphia can do is run the ball. Tampa Bay has the best run defense, and I think Tampa Bay ends up blowing them out. So I don't like having to give up 8.5, or in this case, you know, 9 or 9.5. But I think this is a 10-point win for the Buccaneers, just because I think very little of Philadelphia.
Well, I cannot in good conscience bet the Eagles. I don't love, like you said, laying all the points. I have Tampa in a teaser at -2.5, which I feel much better about. But it's Tampa or nothing here, so I'll reluctantly back Tampa at 9.5, although I think that number is a little high.
Yeah, I'm also at Tampa at -9.5. I was happy to get it before it got to 10, because I think it's going to keep going up. Philly is not good. I've seen Philly multiple times. I don't know how on earth they're in the playoffs, but here they are. Tampa's going to win this game by 17 to 21 points, in my opinion, so I'll take a -9.5.
Cool. I'm going to take Mike's +21 in Philadelphia, so you owe me $100, Mike, if it covers. I got nothing numbers-wise on this. I mean, -8.5 is a huge open in the playoffs. You just don't, it hasn't popped up at all, ever, in the last 10 years. So I don't have a trend on that. The only trend I have on this game is the under. We've had four times in the last 10 years, 48.5 is an opening total. The under is 4-0. So in this game, I'll take whatever the under is right now as my line in this game.
Yeah, it's come down. It's 46. We have Niners-Cowboys Sunday. Can't wait for this one. The spread sitting right at 3. Dallas is favored there.
Yeah, I think this is the definition of a coin flip game. I think both teams are very evenly matched. I'm going to pull a Francesa. I can see the Cowboys winning. I can see the Cowboys losing. I think there's advantages on both sides. I think so when you got an even matchup like this and I'm getting points, I'll just go ahead and take the underdog. And I think if there is going to be an upset, I think this is where it is. Philadelphia is capable of beating the Cowboys and controlling the clock with their run game. I wish the 49ers were a little healthier on the outside, but it is what it is. I will go ahead and gobble up the 3 and give me the Niners.
Better defense catching points. I'll take San Francisco +3. Mike.
Everybody is taking San Francisco. Everybody is taking San Francisco. I'm going to go the opposite way and take Dallas -3. If you get the good Dallas Cowboys team that wins and puts up 58 points against the Eagles in, what was that, week 17 on Saturday, and you know can score 45 points, the Niners aren't beating that. So I'm just going to go with a little bit of a gut feel that the Cowboys will be able to put that offense out there on Sunday and win by more than 3. So Dallas -3.
Okay, Dave?
Hello? All right. By the numbers, this is a road cover. That is what we're on here. Whoever's on the road, no.
San Francisco.
On the, so opening at +3. The road team has covered 58% of the playoff games. And when it moves, the move is, it's staying there, right? Is it still at -3? It hasn't moved
it's
at all, right?
Three. It's moved to 3.5 at one point, but it's back to 3.
Okay, so if it moves down, so before game time, if it moves down to -2.5, that is much stronger in favor of the Niners covering. So right now, though, 58% of these opens in the playoffs, the road team covers, so I'm taking Niners +3 in this game.
All right, two games left. Sunday night, 5:15. Steelers at Chiefs opened at 13, sitting at 12.5.
This is going to be for me just like Philadelphia. It's a lot of points, but this is either the Chiefs or nothing. Najee Harris missed practice Wednesday and Thursday. Look, they're not going to win with Najee Harris. They certainly aren't going to win without him. And also remember this. I mean, this spread is sky high. The sports books put it up that high. They want you to take the Steelers. And even with that, people are still taking the Chiefs. They can't set this line high enough. So you either stay away from this, in my opinion, or you go with the Chiefs. So I'm going to take the Chiefs. I think they blow out Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh isn't even a playoff team.
I am going to actually take the points here. I'll take the 12.5. I think that's too many for a franchise like Pittsburgh that has very good defense. They get turnovers. Kansas City will give them turnovers. At least that's what have done in the regular season. And they've already played once, and Kansas City smoked them. And I don't think it will be that way this time. It's the same thing as that Cincinnati Raiders game. I think it's, you know, blowing out a team twice in the same season is tough. The Steelers get another look here. I think they'll keep this close, maybe even a backdoor cover. So reluctantly, Steelers plus 12 and a half.
I'm on Kansas City minus 12 and a half. Kind of everything Stuke said.
And Dave?
Total. We are on the total. The hell with your spreads. I'm not dealing with 12 and a half points in the playoffs. That is insane. But it opened at 46 and a half. It dropped down to 46. And in the month of January in playoff season, that open and that move is 7-1 on the under. Ooh. I am going under 46, Pittsburgh, Kansas City.
And finally, Arizona, LA, Monday night playoff game will be fun. This one has been mainly at 4, a little bit of 3.5, but it's back to 4. LA Rams are favored. They split their regular season meetings.
This is just like I said with the Dallas and San Francisco game. I think these are two even teams. They split. Neither one of them looks particularly good. I think there's injuries on both sides. And so I'm just going to take the value here, and I think there's value in plus 4. I think this is a field goal game, and if you can get it at 4, I think you take the Cardinals because I think the Cardinals can win outright. The Cardinals are as good, if not better, than the Rams. I think the Rams are very fortunate to have won this division because the Cardinals went into a bit of a free-for-all there. So I'll just go ahead and I'll take the Cards and the points.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Rams are kind of overvalued with the public, which is why this spread is at 4. The value is definitely Arizona, although I have no faith in Cliff Kingsbury. But plus no. 4, very similar teams. Rams have some trouble in the secondary. I think Arizona is the play.
Similar to what I said about Bills Patriots divisional game in the playoffs, I'm going to go Arizona plus 4. Field goal game could be close. I like Arizona more than you guys do. I know they had a little bit of a tailspin. I've been kind of high on the Cardinals the last 2 years, to be honest with you. I'm going to take the Cardinals plus 4.
David.
Playoff games. Home. Chalk. Minus 5 open. Line moves against them to minus 4. This move is 80% home team cover.
Whoa.
I am taking the Rams minus 4, and we're going to go double doink, and we're going to take under on the total.
I love that Dave's ramming it home. He's going to ram it.
Under 49. Thank you, Dave.
Oh, did we lose Dave?
Wait. Hello?
Yeah, take it easy, guys.
Yeah, see, hey, congrats on the Florida International.
And Mike Singletary.
Yeah, and Mike Singletary and all the great things you're doing.
We'll have to tell more stories later. A lot of fun to talk about the coaching search that nobody's really ever been able to talk about before.
Yeah, I'd like to dig into that. We'll have you on soon. Okay, thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
Dave Bartu, College Football Matrix. There we go. Ropping the Bank, brought to you by Ryan Huddleston of Hometown Lenders. Go with the local experts. So easy, it's like ropping the bank. To see your options, contact Ryan at ryanhloans.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.